Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ coming into the studio. Maybe Bubble Boy. I don't know. He's a little under the weather last week. So I haven't heard whether or not he's going to be able to make it for today's big show, but we will have to see. In the meantime, though, I do have Jared the Diver Guy, and I have Ned Doc from Scuba Board. Guys, how are you?
What's going on?
Happy Memorial Day weekend.
Glub, glub, glub.
Yes, yes. All right.
Diving.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to talk with both these guys. They've been pretty busy. Jerry is... I don't know. He's teaching a new class. Pete from Scuba Board, he's been down there in the Keys. He's going to help me out with some crab identification, and we're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk to Mark Young. I got him on the phone, who is the big cheese at Dive Training Magazine, and the, Big Kahuna. Is that the right title for the scuba show? What do you, a Grand Poobah? What do you prefer, Mark? What do you think?
Hi, Greg. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. I'm your apprentice.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right. He's my apprentice. No, I think it's the other way around for sure. Mark Young is, first off, congratulations on the scuba show a couple weeks ago. That was absolutely the best consumer dive show I've witnessed, I think, probably in the 20-year history of Scuba Radio, Mark. And I'm not, brown-nosing as I usually would. But I'm telling the truth for once. So take it. Take that bow, my friend.
Oh, thanks, Greg. Coming from you, that's a high compliment.
Well,
appreciate it.
It is meant to be.
By the way, what is a big part of the show?
What do you mean?
It's you.
Oh, well, geez. Okay,
Greg does the introduction for people who are coming into the hall.
We warm up the crowd.
Gives away gifts, entertains the crowds. Mm. He's also the MC at our Saturday night party.
Yeah,
and Greg, you did one terrific job this year.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's so easy. You make it so easy to go out there and just have fun with all our Left Coast friends, and just mix and mingle with the dive community out there. I just love it. I really do. It really is a lot of fun. And when I get go out there and play Santa,
Can I talk about the best part of the show?
Sure, of course.
It was afterward. My wife and I and my daughter and her fiance went out to Catalina.
Right.
For 2 days to decompress after the show.
Yes, yes, indeed.
We're pulling up to the dock on the Catalina Express.
Mm-hmm.
You knew we were coming. You came in on a private yacht.
Right, yeah.
So we get off the boat, and here comes a dinghy.
A dinghy, yes.
And you were coming to impress us that you were there first.
Well,
smiling and waving.
Right.
And by the way, who runs the most popular boat show in the country on radio?
That would be you.
Yeah, that would be you.
Absolutely.
So you're an expert on boating. So here comes this dinghy. The Catalina Express, the engines are still running.
Yeah, yeah.
They lose their engines, and the dinghy starts getting sucked under the ferry.
Right. Yeah, the jet boat there. They have a jet ferry, so the jet engines are literally just a few feet away from frying the flesh from our bones.
Yeah, not a few feet away. You were actually under the boat for a brief instant, the stern of your boat. And my wife reminded me, and I looked at some pictures I took.
Yeah, you have
that
this
you
one.
Were the one that saved the day, because somebody had an oar in their hand. There were like five of you on the boat.
Wait. CJ just walked in. He's raising his hands, trying to take client.
I had the oar first, sir.
No. Well, you did, but he grabbed it from you, and
that's
Greg
right.
is the one that pushed the thing off the ferry.
Exactly. I saved us all, CJ. Don't take credit.
I got it started, and then we were turning right I was only on the left side, and then I threw it to you so you could even it out.
No, here's how I remember.
And you
it.
Knew what to do.
I remember grabbing the oar and giving it to CJ, like, here, get us out of here. I don't have the stamina for this.
It was pretty funny anyway.
Yeah,
it was pretty good.
I delegated the effort, and CJ pushed a little bit, and then we had to switch just to make sure we were steering in the right way. Yeah, well, don't consider that. Or consider it, I guess, a bonus to your arrival to Catalina. We put on a little stage show on the water event there for everybody on the dock yourself, people were like, wow, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, and I'll tell you who was especially impressed was the crew of the Catalina Express.
Yes. Yeah.
They were shaking their heads for the next 2 hours.
Oh, they were definitely enjoying it. And they were like, golly, how many drunk people can we fit in this area? That's what they were thinking.
It
was a good time. Yeah, did you take video of this, by the way? I know you alluded to such, but I'm thinking there's no visual proof. Is there?
You know, it's funny. Sometimes when you get in that situation where you're just in awe of what you see, you forget to do things you should do.
Okay, good.
Good right. answer.
I do. Yeah. I do have pictures of you being towed away by the harbor patrol.
Okay,
I got that.
Well, that's priceless.
I don't have any video. Sorry.
All right. Well, that's good.
I think
enough.
That his boat stalled out. We had to push him in.
Yeah.
Right.
That story will evolve over time for sure. But we had a great time there in Catalina, and you went there to unwind a little bit after the scuba show, correct, Mark?
Yeah, we did. The folks we bought the show from, Kim and Dale Schreckler, have a house on Catalina,
right?
And they invite us each year to go over and spend a couple of nights with them, and so we do that, and we do some diving over there, and just have it's a nice place, nice time.
Now we went over to Casino Point and actually saw Mark the next day. After we, welcomed them to the island, we we stalked them. And sure enough, we saw him and Tracy and his family and, Dale and his wife. They were all getting ready to go diving. And Mark offered to Greg, come on, let's go. I'm paying. I'll take you diving. And I just said no. I was like, I've done enough. I just want to watch you and make sure you live through the experience. But you had a great dive. Is that true? Yeah.
No, it was terrific. Yeah, it was terrific.
All right. So you got down there and you saw what do they got there off Casino Point? Obviously, I talked to a few of the divers. I heard there was a little bit of kelp and stuff, but you didn't see any like sea lions and stuff like that, did you?
Well, there's a lot. What you hope to see are the giant sea bass.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. And the last couple of times I've been out there, I have seen them. We didn't see them this time, but a lot of Garibaldis. They're always fun because they're yellow and. I mean, they just stand out. So a lot of Garibaldis, a lot of rockfish.
Yeah. Did you see any of these bright red crabs that we saw the next day all over the place?
No. I'd sure like to see what you were talking about.
Well, I found out they're called tuna crabs. We're going to find out a little bit more about these critters today. But, we saw like a swarm I don't know what the hell they were. But we were looking around, and they're bobbing on the surface. And we pulled one up on the boat, and it looked like a cooked crayfish.
What was that bird? Was it Bird Point, or what was the name of that little
Bird Rock? Wasn't that Bird Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, they have a Bird Rock pretty much everywhere where they've stained the rock white.
Snow-covered. I thought they painted those white so the ships could see them easier.
Yes, that's what they do. Yeah, or one of those cocaine smugglers actually had an accident, and one of the bales fell out of the plane and happened to. Explode on the top edge of the rock and bust open. I heard that in Saba.
Huh.
Well, I think that's a Florida phenomenon.
You think? It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. But there's a bird rock everywhere, but we saw that. But we'll get into that here in
tuna
just a
crabs.
Tuna crabs, that's what they were. We're going to find out more about them because I did a little research. I got Pete from Scuba Board standing by. He did a little research on these for me as well. So we'll get in that in just a bit. But just one more thing. I just want to thank you again. Great show. Awesome scuba show there in Long Beach. I can't wait for next year. It's going to just be bigger and better than ever, I assume, right? Because everybody had a great time.
We're trying. Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I look forward to it, Mark. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend, and I'll let you get back to your real life. And by the way, send your congratulations to your daughter for us. I don't know if we're allowed to say this on the air, are we?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, yeah, she got engaged. So our friend Tracy.
Last week.
Yeah, just after
to a great guy.
Great guy, yes, absolutely. And hats off to her. She helps Mark and the crew there run the scuba show as well. So, man, it was just a lot of great stuff happening. So congratulations,
yeah,
Mark.
You.
And we'll be in touch again soon, okay, my friend?
Happy Memorial Day to everybody.
There you go. Mark Young, Dive Training Magazine, scubashow.com. All right, tuna crabs, rebreather diving from inner space. He just got back from Grand Cayman. We've got Doug Ebersole. Dr. Doug's going to join us later today, too. So lots of stuff happening. Stand by on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Isn't this exciting?
It is. It's fun. You know what? I think I'm going to skip the scuba diving.
Ruben, no. No, you called 8 hotels. They all said that this guy was the best.
I know, but you know how I am about boats, and I'm feeling a little queasy.
Oh, no, your stomach's acting funny.
It's okay now, but I think it might... You know how it gets, you know? So why don't you go?
We're on a honeymoon. I'm not going to go without you.
No, you've been wanting to try this. I want you to go. Okay?
No.
It'll be fun. I'll pick you up like at 4 o'clock, all right?
I love you.
Goes down all night long on a night dive. I'm sure that's what he was talking about. I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ and Bubble Boy have both walked into the studio, and we heard CJ, but where'd Bubble Boy go?
He's
Taking care of something.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he was sick last
week. It's a mundane task, to be sure.
Okay, fair enough.
But I don't want to mention it on the air.
All right. We'll leave that one live then.
Unless he wants to say it. I don't care.
Well, I didn't know if he's doing something special for Memorial Day weekend.
No, nothing like that.
I see he was enamored with the puppets that have arrived for our puppet
I
show.
Told him he was going to laugh for about 20 minutes straight
you
as
think?
Soon as he saw them.
Okay. Well, yeah, we have...
I was off by about 2 minutes.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
They are really funny.
It's
more ridiculous than I pictured in my head.
It is going to be pretty much insane. And just to refresh everyone's memory, what we're planning to do for the DEMA show in November is perform Scuba Radio 20 Years Still Sucking on Air, which was the play that we debuted in at BTS in audio form.
Or as I like to call it, rock bottom.
Yeah. And decided how could we do this and perform it live in front of a audience and stuff at the DEMA show. I was like, hey, puppets, of course.
It's going to be early to be drunk.
Too early to be drunk. What do you mean? Now?
Well, we got to do this first thing that morning. We had to be drunk to do this.
Oh, there may be an encore performance later.
Yes, we might do this in the Bahamas happy hour thing that we do, the Junkanoo party.
Well, then we'll be drunk by then.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
That's right. You know, either way. You know, it's going to be quite an event.
But we may be kicked out of the Bahamas after this.
Well, let's not...
We do encourage flash photography and sound recordings.
We do.
You mean again?
So we can document historically the exact moment Scuba Radio jumped the shark.
Good point. I think we have a puppet for that, too, by the way. So, yeah, who would have thunk that we'd turn 20 with Scuba Radio and be putting on puppet shows?
We got to write that joke into the play somehow.
Yeah, about jumping the shark?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
We do that live after.
But we are assembling the puppets right now, and we have what? How many we have over there? Three?
Do
four?
We count the brain as a puppet?
Well, maybe.
It is, kind of.
It's kind of.
It's supposed to be you.
Yeah, well, it's my brain in a jar, so, and it lights up when I speak.
Including the brain, I count five.
Okay, and we're about halfway there. We got about.
Can I say which ones they are or not?
You can, sure.
We have Greg's brain from the future,
right?
We have the monkey for the monkey heart.
Yeah, yeah.
We have, I think, an aged out mermaid.
Yes,
these are oddly specific.
Well, the technical character description is sea hag.
Yeah, that's a little harsh.
You think?
Yeah, it's a little mean.
Well, that is her cleaned up version. We have to do some stuff to this puppet to kind of. You know, sell the point. She's what happens after, you know, one of our mermaids ages out or whatever.
Expires. Goes past her shelf life.
Yes. Her shell life. Get it? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why you're the man.
Okay.
Also, he looks like a magician.
Well, he's going to be the song and dance guy.
Okay. With the top hat and tails.
Yeah, yeah.
He's all.
And cape. He has a cape, too.
Oh, I didn't see the cape.
Oh, yeah.
He's lying.
Stick your hand up his butt, and you'll see how it works.
And the drunken sailor puppet, is actually a pirate, which is perfect.
Yeah.
And to me, he looks like Burt Reynolds.
That is kind of weird, isn't it?
With an eye patch.
Yeah, true.
It's pretty funny.
So true. So
now Bubble Boy's now playing with the monkey puppet. He put headphones on it, and he's making it eat the banana.
Okay.
Oh, somebody's okay. Got to do it, Greg.
Well, I guess that's true. So, yeah, Bubble Boy will play himself. CJ will play himself. Jerry the Diver Guy, we haven't decided if he needs his own puppet or he should play himself.
You know what? You need a puppet with an Elvis jumpsuit.
You think what?
For Jerry.
You think
seen him a hillbilly link, so.
A hillbilly link, huh? All right, well, yeah. I'll check this
the
out.
What about the
Elvis
puppet.
Elvis jumpsuit?
An Elvis puppet for Jerry, since
yeah.
he did that at the
yeah.
DEMA show
that
last year
awesome.
In Vegas. Well,
that would be cool.
Yeah, and we'd have to have.
But
like
we'd have to make the little incision down at the bottom where we had a wardrobe malfunction.
Yes, he did. Yeah, we would have.
Well,
to.
For the sake of accuracy,
exactly. That's all it would be. And if you don't know what we're talking about, just go to scubaradio.com and look at the picture of Jerry as Elvis, and then make your way towards his crotch, and you'll see what we mean.
check over the beautiful physique of my
body. Oh, boy. And speaking of crabs, you know, so we were talking about Catalina Island.
We call that
Island.
Trolling here in Florida.
There, okay, okay. When we were in Catalina, I saw this freak of nature. You know, I already talked about the fact that we got ourselves in a pod of wild dolphins.
Wait a minute. Bubble Boy was with you?
No. CJ was. Bubble Boy.
Said freak of nature.
Well, okay. They're both kind of that way.
Ooh. I can see where you'd get confused.
Ooh. Yeah. And so we talked about that last week with the dolphins, but I didn't really get into too much detail on these crabs, which was pretty freaky, wasn't it, CJ?
Hundreds of them, thousands of them.
The water
was very clear, and we could see down a long way.
It was a lot of little crayfish thing, and they looked like literally boiled crayfish.
What were they about?
Crayfish.
Maybe 3.5-4 inches long?
Yeah. And I mean, they look like...
If you scooped those up, you could have had a boil right
Well, there. You know what? I did a little research. I asked Pete from Scuba Board. I said, you know what those things were? I'd call them Pacific crayfish. I didn't know what else to think, but it ends up there. I looked them up online, and I don't know if you did that too, Pete, but they're called tuna crabs. And, you know, they do look like, you know, cooked crayfish to me. But they wash up on shore sometimes periodically every few years off the coast of California by the thousands or millions. I mean, it's like crazy.
Are they edible?
Well, I...
I mean, by humans, obviously something eats them.
The birds feel they are, and actually, fun fact,
yeah,
the bird's poop turns red during this time.
Ah!
That is nice. Fun.
Fun fact. Well, I saw some people that said, oh, hell yeah. And then I saw some folks that said, well, they eat, you know, zooplankton or plankton in the water column, and some of that stuff could potentially, you know, come back to get you. But I don't know. Some people are talking about eating them online. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's up to you, right? Yeah. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio practicing their puppeting skills for a whole different thing. And I don't know. We probably said too much about that event we have planned for DEMA as it is. So
some people might think this is all a hose.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not really going to bring puppets.
No, we
because
have.
Because you've done that before, you know.
I did.
Done a bit, and then it's, you know, it's all just a bit.
Well, the mermaid puppet.
This
exactly.
is for reals.
Well, we've had, you know, the mermaid puppet on tour with us before, but we've never put her into a performance kind of mode where we actually put on a whole stage show.
We have had her underwater.
We have many times. So, anyway.
Which is always hilarious, especially when you're not expecting it.
Okay. True. Maybe. Somewhat disturbing. But, I don't know what the tuna crabs would have thought of the mermaid puppet if we would have brought her.
They'd probably try to eat her.
Maybe. But, the question is, can you eat them?
Or
of course.
Infest her.
Yes, you can eat them.
You can eat them. And people said you could just scoop them up and have a crawfish boil. I mean,
they are related to the lobster and to hermit crabs, to what's called the squat lobster.
Yeah. I saw
it. And they actually, these are the very, very beings that they want to build the wall to keep out because they're from Mexico.
By the way, squat lobster, fun fact, squat lobster was the unpopular follow-up to the B-52's hit Rock Lobster.
Hmm. Never
didn't
heard
get
that
any
one.
Airplay.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Record label dropped them after Squat Lobster.
Ah. Well,
you'll have to find that song. It's probably on YouTube.
I just thought squat lobster was like if you eat them since they're from Mexico, they give you the squats.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
And they're called tuna crabs because they are pelagic in nature, and the tuna eat them.
Aha, that would make sense. But we didn't see any tuna. But I'm sure they were out
there. They're hiding.
We should have looked for them. We saw sea lions and stuff, but these bright little cute,
crablets.
They're here for the same reason we have so many great whites inshore. It's getting warmer.
Aha, okay. El Niño. Yeah, maybe that. All right, more coming up.
The child.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Hi, my name is Alexa from South Wales.
Wow, okay.
If you like going down like me, then here's the man to see. Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Every time I get high, you wanna come down. Every time I wanna get down, get down, get down.
Then come right here, because we are the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, Jerry the Diver Guy, Pete from Scuba Board. We got an entire crew for you today. We're going to also check in with the Dive God at some point today and talk about some new wrecks that have just been sank off the coast of Bimini. New dive sites waiting for us. I can't wait.
Cool.
Yeah. But Pete, I'm going to go to you first and talk a little bit. We covered all this stuff with the tuna crab. Was there any little fun facts that you could share? Because, that was pretty cool to see that out in Catalina. It was like a chance, encounter.
He talked about the bird poop turning red. That was the fun fact.
These guys come up when it's warm.
Let's review.
They've been called suicidal lobster, but they're a whole different species than what the lobster they normally have around there. Mm-hmm. And just when it gets warm, they move up from Mexico and invade these shores, and the fish love it.
Okay. Well, yeah, I heard they get caught in the currents and get swept up in that. And then there will be like a huge die-off where they'll get caught in a current and then get, flushed to shore in California. And so they'll have this massive die-off, every once in a while, every few years, where these tuna crabs will be all over the beach.
They're not sure if this is a mating time for them.
I'm saying
that this
yes.
is an after, mating death type thing after they lay their eggs or done.
Only two things that motivates animals. One is money.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
The other one? Mating. Was.
Okay. I think they were. I think they were spawning or whatever.
I can't believe it. I'm actually learning something.
Yeah, well, there you go. I figured we ought to share this with everyone else.
I think this is the first time I've ever learned something on this show.
Well, thank you.
Well, you haven't been listening.
Oh, he has, actually.
I come in and out.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, witnessing something like that in the wild by a chance encounter, that's what makes diving just magical at times.
Even though we weren't diving?
We weren't, but we were watching.
Boating.
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm not sure we would have wanted to be in the water with those things, because I did read some stuff online said that when they are swarming like that, that the surfers have been out amongst them and they get the
crap nipped?
Pinched out of them.
Yeah.
They're a little aggressive.
True. Good point.
Crablets.
Who wants to catch crabs?
No one's raising their hand, so I'm guessing no one. But you have to catch them to eat them. But that isn't what he's talking about, is it? But, the surfers, they probably deserve to be pinched anyways. But the fact that they have, they're aggressive like that, that could be a slight annoyance if you actually dived into a big swarm of tuna crab and they all started nipping at you and stuff
Greg,
like that.
Oh, Greg, I was just pulling up. I have some audio here. I just checked it out when you were talking.
Yeah.
Have actual audio of the tuna crab.
Really?
Biting a surfer or pinching a surfer.
Oh. And how's that?
Should I play it for this one?
Let's play it. 3, 2, 1.
Ooh! And one to grow on!
What the hell is wrong with him?
Isn't that weird? That's a tuna crab pinching a surfer.
Huh.
Different song, same old tuna crab.
Wow. Okay, anyway, moving on. So be on the lookout for the tuna crabs. I thought they were cool. at least from the surface. Not sure if I'd want to be in the water with them. I don't think they'd mess with you.
Dr. Bill says it happens at least once a decade that these guys will show
really?
Up.
Really? So it's that rare that we witnessed that firsthand. How about that?
It is that rare.
That is pretty sweet.
However, he thinks that the frequency has been increasing over the last few years.
Uh-huh.
It's been only 4 or 5 years since he saw the last one.
Okay.
So. Crab-nami.
A crab-nado. Yeah, could have been. Yeah.
But again, it's the same reason why we have great whites patrolling the coast of California.
Because mommy, you know, great white, and it's
something's
great white
causing
love
them
each
to
other.
Move in.
Hmm. Something what, Pete? What'd you say?
Something is causing those. Have you seen the videos they have? They have a video of one poor guy on a paddle boat, and the California Wildlife Commission is over him in a helicopter saying, by the way, you know, you got like 18 great whites surrounding you down there.
Well, when we came back to Long Beach, yeah, we were right in the middle of the great white sightings that they were having.
What's drawing the great whites to the surface?
Tuna
what
crab.
What lurks below?
Tuna crab.
Something bigger.
No, they're kind of small. They're about 3-4 inches long tops.
Octopus.
Radiation from
tuna
Fukushima.
Tuna crab.
Godzilla.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
I bet it's Godzilla.
Actually, I did read something online that they were blaming the tuna crab swarms on Japan, on the nuclear fallout thing.
They actually have.
Yeah.
And I blame them for everything, Greg.
Yeah, whack jobs. I don't know what they're talking about. It has nothing to do with that. It's not going to, like, increase crab. I mean, that'd be good. Like, hey, let's have a nuclear meltdown.
They're not mutated.
I do notice that since Greg and CJ got back from California, they have like a glow about them.
They have an aurora. I am not pregnant. Just if any rumors.
Are you sure? Radiation can do strange things.
Pretty sure.
Mm. Well, okay. I'm just going to leave that alone. And I don't have crabs either. So, regardless... it is something.
Get rechecked anyway.
You ought to go. You ought to go out there and witness this yourself. Go to Catalina. Do this dive thing. We're gonna look at going back out there. Maybe I don't know. I did talk to Butch this week, and I don't know. I talked to him on our World of Boating show today, and he said we ought to go back out to Catalina in September. That'd be the best time of year to actually dive off Catalina Island. Because the water is going to be the warmest that it is. It's all relative. When he says warmest, I'm thinking maybe 70. Hey, I don't know.
Low 70s.
I don't think it gets the 70.
Yeah, I was going to say it may not. I don't know.
They said it got like 72.
Did it?
When
did
it's
it?
At its
on the
warmest.
Surface.
Really?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and then you had a thermocline at like 5 feet below the surface probably.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's 41.
Yeah. So I'm not really taking I'm going to take
last time I dove there, it was 54 degrees.
Ah.
That was like somewhere in June or so.
I just experienced shrinkage just hearing that story.
This guy likes the cold, apparently. Ask Jimmy
Bubble
about the
boy,
cold.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love the cold water. I go to the beach in my shorts when it's 62 degrees.
You do?
I'm only out there for about half hour, 45 minutes, though.
Yeah. And you just run in the surf and...
No, I swim around. I let the ocean spray like hit me in the face like needles.
What is this, like polar bear challenge stuff here? Or what are we talking about?
No, when you get up there and you have all these aches and pains, you know, they all go away. It's like being immersed in a giant cold pack.
I got it. It's like, hey, let me subject myself to more pain than I'm feeling, and then I won't think
you
about
know what,
the pain
you know,
that
pro
I was
football players
feeling.
Do that. They get in an ice tub.
And the Romans, ancient Romans used to do this, Gray.
Oh, really?
Roman plunge pool.
Okay.
Romans used to do a lot of things. That
and where are the Romans
emulate.
Today? Extinct! Hello!
At the RDV Sportsplex, they have a plunge pool there. And, you know, you do your workout, you jump in there for a few seconds, you don't sweat the rest of the day.
Is that how it works? It's supposed
good for me.
Yeah.
Huh. So what does it do? Like freeze your sweat pores so you don't sweat for the rest of the day?
You're just cold, so you don't sweat.
Okay.
So, yeah, you get a good chill out of it. I think it's at...
it sounds really appealing.
40-something degrees is what they have the plunge pool at the RDV.
Hmm.
It's kind of brutal.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of this.
But you go into the hot tub, you get all hot and bothered and everything, then you go into the plunge and it's like... Everything closes up. You're done.
Spoken like a disturbing youth pastor.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Jerry the Diver guy has actually been teaching scuba this week. I saw the pictures as proof on Facebook. And what, do you get a class you just started, or are they about halfway through, or what, Jerry? What's going on?
Yeah, we just started the confined water part of it.
Yeah. And so you're just working at a pool up there in the mountains of Virginia, or what do you got?
Yeah, we're at a local YMCA, actually.
Ah. Is that what you prefer? They have pretty good pools usually. It looked like a pretty big facility from what I could see on the pictures.
Actually, that pool is a little bit smaller than what most of them are. I think it's like 25 foot, maybe
across,
50 foot by 25 wide, something like
that.
Well,
how deep?
It's not as big as what the normal is.
Well, how deep can you go in one of these? I mean, well,
that's 8 foot.
Oh, it's just 8, so you're just doing shallow water work then, huh?
Yeah.
Got it.
You can go to the bottom.
Well, you can go to the bottom, yeah. Okay, true. Hey, what are you guys doing over there? Hey, they put the puppets down, and now they grab the megaphone. God help us. God help us. All right. I'll tell you what. Let's just take a break. Let's get the dive guide on the phone, talk about some new dive sites. And maybe Jerry can take his crew out to get certified on. Who knows?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here is one of the most challenging rebreather students that I ever had, Greg the Dive Master.
With the exception of Mermaid Tony.
I can't say with the exception of Mermaid Tony.
Just lie. Go ahead.
I hate you.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
I'm a good rebreather diver, way better than Tony. And I can say that because she's not here to smack me around. You know what I mean? So, look, Dr. Doug, who just got back from the Cayman Islands and Interspace, a rebreather event, is going to join us in hour two of the big show today. Also, the Dive God, I'm going to move him back to hour two as well, because I want to find out a little bit more about these Bimini wrecks that they just sank off the coast there, and we'll get to that in hour two. But first, we got our special friend, Mermaid Brittany, is with us. We haven't heard from her in a while. Brittany, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you, Greg?
I'm swell. All right, so I know you ran into Pete from Scuba Board last week. Was that on purpose, or did he just, like, stalk you or something? Or how did that happen, Brittany? Do you care?
I think he was stalking me,
yes,
to
of
be
course.
Honest.
Pete, do you want to defend yourself, or do you have anything to say for yourself, or no?
Everyone's attracted to a big truck with Scuba Board on the side.
Oh, okay.
Busted.
All right, so she was attracted to you, right? Okay, we'll go with that and just leave it lie.
Please tell me she was wearing a wire,
a van with no windows.
Could be true. That's what he has with his scuba truck. But let's talk about Britt, because Britt, you've been doing some diving lately, right? You did what? It was a lionfish thing last week. Is that what it was, or what?
I went down to the lower part of the Keys, and I dove actually the Adolphus Bush wreck, which was very fun.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of life on it. Yeah, not very many people actually get down there to dive. You know, mainly when you think about diving in the Keys, a lot of people just think of Key Largo or Key West, but there's a lot of diving in the middle there.
Yeah, so you went down, well, that's Marathon, isn't it? Or where?
It's called Ramrod Key, and then that's where you go out and you can go to Blue Key.
Ah, got it. Lukey, okay. So you went down there and did that. Is that where you did the lionfish stuff, or what, am I getting your dive trips mixed up?
No, yeah, that's where I did the lionfish hunting.
Okay, yeah, because, I saw some stuff on Facebook this week, because last weekend they were having a big lionfish tournament, because I think it was Lionfish Day or something, wasn't it, in Florida? But anyway, I saw these two girls that had, between the two of them, had snagged over 600 lionfish.
Awesome.
Which is crazy. You know, I'd never seen. You didn't get 600, I'm assuming. Did you?
My body count is more like two.
Two. Okay. But. Well, two is better than zero. So.
And also, two is better than one.
Okay. That's a good point. Thanks for pointing that out. But you did that. Did you turn them into lionfish ceviche, or were you just on a mission to take them out? What do you think, Brett?
I left him, on the boat to stink. But I think that the dive master came by and he picked him up and he brought him home. He said he was going to make lionfish tacos.
Ah,
there
yes.
you go.
They are tasty. Yeah. They are very tasty fish. Very much like a grouper or mild.
What is the ceviche? What is that?
Well, it's like raw fish cooked with spices and things, like acid
cooked.
That sounds
good.
Oh, it's really good. You haven't had that?
No.
I thought we were out down in the Keys. Didn't we do that, Bubble Boy?
Yeah.
CJ just doesn't remember.
He's lying.
Yeah. Yeah, do you eat that kind of stuff,
again.
Brittany?
I do, yeah. There's a really good restaurant. I just dove to Blue Heron Bridge last week, and there is an amazing restaurant that has ceviche, and they serve it wonderfully in a coconut shell.
Yeah.
And it has a bunch of different... vegetables and chips that you can eat it with. It's so good.
Right. Yeah, it is tasty stuff. I don't know what they mix into that stuff and how they, acid cook it with the limes and the lemons and spices, onions, whatever. It's kind of like, like conch. Like when they fix up the conch a little bit, they do ceviche the same kind of way and acid cook the fish a little bit with the acid from the limes and the lemons and stuff like that. Kind of. I don't know. I mean, it's not fully cooked. It's kind of like raw fish, but it doesn't taste like raw fish. It tastes actually very, very good.
Phenomenal.
Yes, really, really good stuff. All right, so you did the diving down there. What was better, Blue Heron Bridge or the Adolphus Bush? Adolphus? Is that what it is?
Adolphus.
Adolphus.
It's the Adolphus.
Adolphus,
right.
Yeah.
Everything, you know me, I find fun and adventure in every dive that I go on.
Yeah.
But and they were... both kind of cool in their own ways. The Blue Heron Bridge was a lot of fun. It's just difficult, getting down there and realizing that you only have slack tide. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't have a lot of time. It's not like, oh, I'm going to you know, oh, my leg's cramping up. I'm going to come out of the water and hang out for a little bit. I'm going to go back in. No, you only have, you know, about an hour and a half to 2 hour window there before the tide comes in. And
well, that's a long ass dive, though, if you can pull it off for an hour and a half. It's only about, what, 25 feet of water, though, maybe thereabouts?
Right.
Yeah. So you can have a really, really long dive if you time it right. But if you don't pay attention to the tides and don't hit it at slack tide, yeah, you're messed up because it'll mess up visibility. It'll mess up the currents and everything. And you don't want to be swept out to sea accidentally because you didn't time your dive right at Blue Heron Bridge. But you did. You enjoyed it. You liked it. Did you see octopus?
I didn't, no. But that's actually one of the things that I was asking Pete from Scoobaboard is, what did I do wrong? How can I find it? And so he gave me some pointers, and I'm excited about it.
Did he give you the octopus, calling card thing, the signal? Like, you know, would Paige go, Siri? With octopus, you make a different kind of sound underwater. Did he tell you that? What it was?
I thought that I had to call him on the cell phone.
Ah, yes. That sounds like Pete, all right, doesn't it? Okay. Well, hopefully you didn't take his advice. Someone took your picture or video and posted it on Facebook, because that's what they'll do. But there's an octopus call. We'll share that with you in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.